Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening? This is Tommy Bottles, Mr. Educated Dexter 101, and I'm listening to Genesis Poetic High Open Mic with Radio Rail on OG Radio.
Don't forget to come and pick up your hood.
Behind that wall, the cold never transformed, nigga, you keep it tall. Though the law got a full court press in your resolve. What you expect from them cowards, we born guards. Battle scarred and war tested. We the perfectly imperfect, the most blessed. Most condemned with no pardons, but still marching. Execute the plan, no one man but a squadron. Rise sun up through the same room, skies darken. Serve that grade A plate and take the market. One eye shut, one lens up on the target. Your moves, not your mouth, dictate just where your heart is. Hit them where they live, big bank over these beds. Freedom is power, my people, it's time to rid. A mind of these demons till we all even. Take what's left of this life and give it new meaning. See, I just wanna build with my brothers. My brothers. I just wanna rise with my kings. My kings. I just wanna move with my soldiers. I just wanna shine with my kings like.
Divided we fall, united we stand. Never switch up, setting in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother. We look out for each other from a king.
Under the all I see, we're still breathing. Guess we here for some real reason. New generation of gods that just made it out the fall. Traded back from and for calls. We hustle hard and farewell to the yards. Incorporated a squad. Tatted minus the ink, we got reminders of them walls. Crime scenes minus the clues, won't preserve my freedom. Snakes setting these skin front like I need them. Knowing I only tried to lead them. Only tried to feed them. Teach them how they feed themselves for the beast. Eat them, swallow them whole. In return, got a cold shoulder. Undeterred, these soldiers brawl, carry big boulders. Mama love, you left this world with a true soldier. With a mission to complete, this is not over. Listen, you left the world with a real soldier. With a mission to complete, this is not over.
Glory. Divided we fall, united we stand. Never switch up, setting in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother. We look out for each other from a king.
Dropping this shit till I beat the case. The police in the way, but fuck them blue bitches. No activist or no politician. That ain't my line of work. G for the verse. Get you a visual and make it back in streams. last name, been ringing bells since baby Duke. But that ain't true, that's me. She shaking ass just cause she like the beat. But can she suck to it? When that bad, that these hoes do whatever. Like I'm Hugh Hefner. I can't dance, but I'm a jig forever. That's just cool step. When I step out, they like shot a spiffer. Just took a bit of prep. The fuck I look like advertising my blick. Nigga, that's rookie shit. Might've peeped it once, but you ain't gon' see it twice unless you ready to die, yeah. I ain't no killer, but don't push me, bitch. That bar right there so motherfuckin' infamous. To tell the truth, I don't think I ever miss. I'm special with the flows like radio. I low-key did promote no promo, and you can still go get that. She like this new weight on me, so I don't need no six-pack. Just compete with self, I don't see nobody else. And I say Indian reap it all before I see a show. You just can't stand in one spot and ask about me. They call me Slater before guap, but I been AC. Before I let my nuts hang in this rap shit, I had hoop dreams. 5'5" and this shit like Mark Eaton, best offense be the D. I still jump out the gym. Ball up by the rim. If I get caught in the gym, shaking shit, going ham. He stay by his lonely buddy blowing, so don't play with him. I dropped out my friends, I got plans, don't involve. All you need is bands and your problems gon' be solved. Won't answer no calls, I'ma pay the cost. They lost in the stars, and she like me cause I'm conscious. I ain't your favorite baby, but I'm still a god. You could go fuck with that sense that's gon' drop his pride. I'ma still be me, so it's fuck how you feel inside. She gon' bust it wide, even when she mad. Yeah, look, baby, still a vibe. She gon' let me slide. When that bad, that these hoes do whatever. Like I'm Hugh Hefner. I can't dance, but I'm a jig forever. That's just cool step. When I step out, they like shot a spiffer. Just took a bit of prep. The fuck I look like advertising my blick. Nigga, that's rookie shit.
Super faded, drop top, super ventilated. We a lady, got it insulated, not a minute later. Money generated, kinda renovated, like, damn. Chains on the chest like defibrillators. Demonstrated, we the innovators, you the emulators. Fucking imitators, simulators, get eliminated. Be disseminated, super criminated. We authenticated up in this booth, yeah. And you feel like truth, eh? And your body looking good if I do say. I can look it all day with some juice, eh? Let me take my shot, let me shoot, babe. We can take some shots, get loose. Get in that crew, we can lose that roof. So true, hot, you can lose that too. Hands on your body, I could be your masseuse. Damn. And you know that I'm feeling you. I be all in my feelings when I'm feeling you. Say your ex never loved you, he pretended to. Let me take that job where the interview. Tell me what you're thinking lately. Mind be racing, losing patience, isolation, contemplation. Broke niggas won't talk to you. Gotta find you a nigga worth conversation, Let me step to the plate. Need a real man that is sorry for the way. Live in two cities, got multiple estates. If you're tired of a city, we can go and switch states. Tell me what it's gon' be. Never saw love, how much you wanna see? Want real love, how much you want me? Feeling trapped for the night, wanna go and break free? Go.
Baby, I was hoping you could save me. I just wanna see you tonight, 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 tonight. Baby, I was hoping you could save me.
At you, la mama, come and get with me. For a little while, we could be the couple of the century. Kinda feeling like we was meant to be. Don't know what the suspense will be, especially if we hit the dispensary. What? Coming out with a good gray. Biscotti, your finger body, gelato. I know that you want some lemonade. We can smoke it over a discussion of money, cause I be one of them niggas that be helping to get women paid. I be the one in demand, now she be making bands. Look at the way that she dance, coming out of them pants. I'm in a fantasy when I be looking at her with a beautiful image of what it could be when I'm with her, when I'm in a Bentley and we be holding hands. On a heck of a mission, I got a method to get with her. When I hit her, I know it's extracurricular. Make her the CEO type, just when you thought she was nice. I'ma be the one to put the animal into my
baby. I was hoping you can save me. I just wanna see you tonight, tonight, tonight.
Welcome, welcome everybody to OG Radio. It's your favorite host with the Buttered Toast Radio Rail, and I got Mr. Producer AK in the building.
What's good, man?
Chilling, man. Watching this Rams and Arizona game.
Hey, I'm definitely into it too, man. They definitely balling.
The Rams defense looking a little better than what they normally do, but as always, they're giving up points.
I mean, yeah, but they do got a good game plan, though. I mean, even though it's hard, but the two interceptions they get on Kyler Murray, I mean, that's just a hype situation. There ain't nothing they can do about that. It's just a hype thing. They can't, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Arizona got
a whole hype situation. Oh, yeah, their defense is
really
a good time, but I mean, you know, that's neither here or there.
You're right. But everybody, thank y'all for tuning in tonight. I want to recap a very successful event that we had. We've been talking about it for the past month and a half, 2 months.
Right.
Poetic High presented Puffin Poetry, co-hosting me and Genesis. The event turned out great, y'all. So for those who missed it, y'all missed one hell of a show. There was some of y'all who bought tickets and didn't come. You know, I know those people. Some of those people. I know y'all. And, you know, y'all saw what I posted, and y'all was like, damn, I missed it. Yeah, you missed it. There's no way you could forget about it, you know. We post about it all the time. But
it was definitely a great event, man. It was my first one. You know, I missed the first one because normally me, I'm doing some other event or something like that. But being able to be at the event, man, and just really just enjoying the atmosphere, the vibe, the whole situation, man, I would honestly say, man, it was one of the best well-put-together events. I was just happy to be in the building, man, you know, just showing love to my OG Radio family. Like I said, man, like, to be honest, I had nothing to do with this whole event. I came through and just hung out, but they told me I just can't come and hang out, so I had to do some filming. I interviewed some poets and some other things, but I really wanted to stay incognito the whole event, just wanted to show my love and my support. But like I said, you know, my teammates will never just let me come somewhere and just chill. So, you know, I had to do what I do best. But I just want to tell people, man, when the next one come up, man, y'all definitely need to come out to these events and support this show, support the team. And come out and enjoy yourselves, man. I know, you know, we ain't nowhere near out of this COVID situation. But as long as we stay safe, stay masked up, and all this other great stuff, man, I believe that we'll get through it. And also, man, that we have people who are still willing to put their hard-earned money up and give their time to give people something to come out to and relax and support. So definitely continuously support the show and make sure y'all support the next event.
And I appreciate everybody that came out, because we didn't put no guidelines out as to anybody having to wear a mask or not, and people still came masked up. So I appreciate everybody who wore a mask, because, you know, I feel like white events, you know, they just clearly go unmasked. Even though, you know, I'm not the one who really want to wear one, but the fact that I believe majority of everybody that came in with a mask, which is great. So I appreciate everybody. Major shout out to my boy 100. He came and performed. Darling Nikki, she was a featured poet of the night. Ben and me came through, did some poetry. After him, I kind of got too drunk to remember everybody else, but I believe Hood Rays came out. Appreciate him. But, yeah, I appreciate everybody that came out. Shout out to my homegirl, Megan Williams. I kind of made her get up and do some poetry. So I'm like, hey, man, go ahead and, you know, share that piece, because the only person that ever heard it was me. I was the only person ever to ever hear that piece. So I was like, I can share it in light of
how Don and Nikki set off the night. I'm like, yeah, you might as well go ahead and do that. And it made me go up there and do poetry as well. And I had no plans, no intentions of getting up there and doing no poetry.
That definitely was a whole lit event, and I'm definitely shout out to the jerk taco man, bro. Hey, look, I ain't the biggest jerk, and every time I say it, I mean this, I'm not a big jerk like fan of jerk food or jerk chicken all that. But every time I go to an event and they got jerk like food or jerk chicken, it be good, and the nachos was on point.
And
yes, so I'm just saying, them nachos was hidden.
Yes, that was big major shout out to Genesis' parents. Her stepdad is the one who made the jerk chicken and the nachos,
like,
and everything.
Salute him.
He told me the secret to the nachos, but I can't reveal the secret. But he told me the secret.
You're supposed to call the secret.
Why it was so good. Exactly. And once he told me, I was like, yeah, I'll tell you what, though. I had the burrito too damn hot. Even I had the mild problem. I was dying in my car. But it was good, though. It was good. But, man, I was dying.
That's funny. You said I was dying in the car.
Man, I couldn't eat it at the event because I was busy. So like, I'll eat it when I get down the car. I ate one, but I was in tears a little bit. Like, damn, it was hot.
Mm-hmm. It definitely was. But it was an event for the ages, man. Can't wait for the next one.
And of course, major shout out to Genesis for putting the whole thing together.
Big shout out to Genesis.
You know. Yeah, it would have been possible.
Definitely,
she definitely did her thing. Definitely. There's still a lot of puff packs, y'all. So I think I'm going to holler at Genesis and get her to just sell it.
Definitely shout out to Genesis, man. Like I said, if you was at the show, I grabbed the mic and I definitely fly. But every word that I said on that mic, man, people know me. I don't cap. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't say stuff just to geek people up. Man, look, I was honest when I was saying that was my part, but the number one poetry show on Thursday nights, man. So shout out to Genesis. And like I said, I just gave Real and I gave Genesis a platform. I gave him a little blueprint. I'm going to just say that. But the whole situation, man, is on them, man. So all the success that they have is because they put the time in, they put the work in. They, you know what I'm saying, they tried new things on the show, see what would work, what wouldn't work. And like I said, I was just here just trying to just stay in the background. But the fact that we like a family, so they definitely valued my opinions. They valued my, criticisms and they took everything that I would tell them or would tell them and continuously tell them, and they don't take it as, oh, he's just trying to say this because this is what he do. It's like, I'm just giving y'all advice because I want y'all to have, if not more success, but a continued success with what y'all been doing. And just seeing the fact of, like, what the show has become and what the show was, it was like, they taught me that it's okay to get some help from some people and let people, you know what I'm saying, take some of the weight off of your shoulders. So the reason why these shows are so amazing, because even though it's on OG Radio, shout out to the OGNT team, but that poetry hour is her poetry hour. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no hand in it. I help when I'm needed. Like, the days Real on the radio, I'm here. Y'all don't see me or hear me, but I'm always doing something. I'm always making sure something is running or doing whatever I can to make sure, they shows run smooth as possible. So, like I said, I just wanted to give you your respect, give you your praise, Real, and I want to give Genesis some flowers, man. Just wanted to tell y'all that, like I said, I know I say it every time I get on the radio, but, like, I mean it. I'm 100,000% proud of y'all, man, because y'all took y'all vision, came to a platform, and y'all been doing amazing.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. It's definitely been a fun ride these, what, already 2 years?
Oh, yeah, already 2 years. It only feel like 2 years, do it.
Oh, and we are slowly but surely creeping up to episode 300.
I know, right? Like, as a team. Yeah, like, I don't even know how many.
As a team.
I'm going to have to go back and count how many episodes I did by myself because I can't even keep
it. Yeah.
Like, it was a lot. I think I did, I don't know. I know I did over 100. I know. Like, I'm a,
it
one
was.
Day, one day. One day, I'm a, did you count?
I counted some months ago. It was damn near close to 1,000.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, before
damn.
We got on, I believe it was close to 1,000.
Wow. I might have to make a post about that. Like, that's
yeah.
Crazy because I never kept track of how many shows I did until I just thought about you. It was like, are we coming up on 300 show? And I'm like, how many radio shows did I do? And the fact that I did 1,000 radio shows on my own, that's just, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I learned something new. I chose the grind, man. That's just so the grind that I was on. Goodness gracious. Damn, that's real.
Yeah, that's whoo.
Damn. I'm just, like, it's just not setting in. Like, 1,000 shows, that's good.
Right.
Well, hey.
I can't even count that high.
I'm just saying, like, damn, that's real.
Oh, I got an announcement for y'all. My boy 100 is going to be on the show on the 20th of this month. He's dropping a new project on the 23rd, so he's going to slide through yet again.
Shout
talk about
out
it. He's definitely very highly in tune with us. I've had him on the show maybe 6, 7, 8 times now throughout the entire year. So he's definitely growing here on OG Radio. So y'all
definitely
see me and you see him. Definitely. He's an amazing upcoming artist locally. So definitely check out all his music on all social media platforms. It's WAN00. And I don't want to leak too much, but I'm going to hit the studio with him pretty soon. I ain't going to leak too much.
Uh-oh.
That's all I'm going to give y'all. That's all I'm going to give y'all.
That's some combat.
You know it.
Can't wait to hear that.
Then, everybody, I talked to Terry, talked to B-Trey yesterday. He's doing very well. He's slowly but surely getting back into the music kit. Me and him, I'm not going to leak too much, but we got something brewing for y'all for 2022. It's definitely coming.
That's some combat. That's what's up, though. Glad to see he's still. You know what I'm saying? Got that drive in the man. I know he's going through a lot. And you know, we just ready for the return, man. We just ready for the whole team to get back together, you know, get the band back together.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
They keep promoting his ass.
Right.
They won't stop promoting.
I don't know. Hey, look, man, get to the bag first, bro. Get
right.
to the bag. That's what it's about, man. Get
definitely
to the bag,
there,
man. That's who we are. That's what we all pushing for, man. Let's get into that bag.
Normally, I would have, I named my baby Radio K because she normally get on be with me. But she tapped out, y'all. She on my lap, knocking her out, snoring up the storm. So you won't be hearing nothing from her tonight. She's normally my rider watching sports with me at the age of Well, she ain't even a year yet. She'll be a year in a week and a half on the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
But she's definitely my radio sports baby.
She's sitting out tonight.
Yeah, she definitely tapped out early.
Players go through this from time to time.
How do you feel about the Bears yesterday?
Look, I'm just going to say it again. Until we get rid of the front office, man, we're going to be where we at is there. As Bears fans, as the organization, just overall, man, because, look, ain't nothing that's worse than just looking at your team. And they finally score over 16 points out of how many games? And we still lose. Why? Because the defense is playing with a whole bunch of practice squad players. You know, we see, and this is kind of like just chalking it up to just, all right, whatever. We know the season over. I was in favor of shutting down Justin Fields for the year, to be honest. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I didn't want him to play. I really didn't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess, I don't know what Matt Nagy's trying to do because I guess he's trying to audition for another job.
Probably,
but,
more likely.
I mean, over something, but like I said, at the end of the day, as a Bears fan, man, I'm just riding the rest of the season now. Just watching the game.
I was very impressed and happy with the offense for once.
I mean, me too, but you know that means that Nagy wasn't calling the offense. And I'm just trying to figure out
exactly
what's like when he was in Kansas City and he was scoring over 30. Why all of a sudden you can't? Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! I'm sorry, y'all. I'm watching the game. Why you can't score over 30, like 21 points? And with the Bears, you got a lot of more, just as much weapons as you had. AJ Green still got it. Care what nobody say. He's still a beast.
I heard it. Damn, that was AJ Green. Damn.
Yeah,
I feel like, I hope y'all tuned into the football game right now. AJ Green is going off.
He's
been quiet all year.
Oh my God.
Going off.
Wow, James kind of really getting down like that. He's trying to get him a check. That's a guy playing for a check. That is a guy playing for a bag. When you play for a bag, that's how hard you run. Oh, and they put him in the Wildcat. Yeah, they own him. So,
But,
oh, my goodness.
The defense.
I know. Like, they like, this a radio show or sports talk? I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Right? the Bears defense is just, I don't know, they horrible. But offensively, I was happy. Justin Fields, he just learns. It's just like he goes. It's like he just, how do you say it? He just learns and grows every game, and you just see it happen before your eyes. He was launching the hell out of that ball, made me proud. Getting flagged, getting penalty, if you remember Big Ben in his younger days. Launching that damn ball to Hines Ward or Antonio Brown, whoever the hell his damn Plexico.
Santonio Holmes.
That's how they live.
Plexico Burris. Yep.
They just launched that damn ball, and two things are going to happen. Either A, they go catch it, or B, get a penalty. And, you know, it worked in my favor. We got a touchdown. We got penalties. Justin Fields did everything right. Now, what I wish they should have kept doing was running the ball. They stopped running the ball after a while.
Mm-hmm.
We're
and
not as productive if we don't get Montgomery. Yeah, exactly. We could have controlled that game where we could have kept Aaron Rodgers off the damn field because you know what he going to do.
On the rear.
Made me mad as hell. I was talking big shit to all the Green Bay fans last night.
Shoot, they would dog me out at work.
Man, crazy.
They definitely got out on me.
The NFL, whatever week this is, I didn't like it as a whole because, hell, damn near every game was a blowout. I couldn't enjoy watching the San Francisco game.
Was good.
Yeah, some of the games were good, like the Tampa Bay game. That was great. There was like, what, 3-4 damn blowout, the Kansas City game, the Jacksonville game. It was just like, damn, I don't even want to look at this. I don't know why the Detroit Lions is a team. I don't know why they continue to have this team playing the NFL every year, every season. They just lose. They lose.
Yeah.
And lose. It's getting kind of boring to watch this team get pounded on every year.
Like, yeah.
Guaranteed loss. Like, I don't know. Detroit just don't have good luck right now with the Pistons and the damn nobody.
In the real. That's deep. Look, Bears was once, Bulls was once, all in a position. So, hey,
yep.
You know.
So, I've been hearing rumors that ex-Bear Mitchell Trubisky may be a starting quarterback on a new team next year. That
can't
is,
wait to see that one.
Right? I don't know where he would go. Every team has their quarterback. So
that's
I don't know where he would go. Unless, shit, I don't know. Every team got
Carolina looking for a quarterback.
Well, yeah, true, because Cam Newton's not the answer.
I just feel like Cam just keeps getting put in bad situations, man. You come back to Carolina, they got a whole new different offense. The offense ain't what you used to running. Like, his body ain't going to hold, like, sustain what he used to do. It's like,
right.
I don't know, man. He has to get to a system that fits who he is. You know what I'm saying?
True.
But, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I'm tired of seeing they do a Cam like this, man.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. They got to get, I got to see something better from him. That's all I know.
Yeah. But, yeah. I think he looks to run too damn much.
Mm-hmm.
I know Christian McCaffrey got tired of that shit.
Mm-hmm. I know they did. I know for a fact they did.
He definitely did. He can be what he used to be. You don't need to run no more. Just be a pocket.
You don't need to.
The older you get.
Learn to use the check downs
and
all that other stuff, man.
Exactly.
I definitely feel like that.
Hell, Mike Vick did it. Once he got to the Eagles, he didn't run as much. I mean, he still ran.
Yep.
But he finally showed that him. Arm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. That's crazy.
I'm very happy of Odell Beckham right now.
That he getting the ball.
Yes. 5 receptions, 82 yards in the TD. I'm liking that.
I mean, when you got a star player like that, you just got to find ways to get him the ball. I feel like every star player should have at least, if you're a receiver, you should have at least 8 or 9 targets. Like, just start to play, like, at least you got to get a man at least 5 to 7 touches, like, just enough. Don't matter. And they like, oh, you feeding their ego. It's like, no. You ain't feeding their ego. You're using the weapon. Use your weapon.
Exactly.
Sometimes. That guy is just better than the person across from him, and you have to exploit that. You can't now if they just completely double team them all day, then that means you need to have a scheme to where you can hide him and keep moving him around and go to somebody else. But I mean, like I said, what do I know? I ain't never but a problem with a coach. I got a state championship, but what do I know? I didn't play football for 20 plus years. What do I know? This game is good. I can't even lie to you. This game ain't good.
It is. You know what's crazy? I'm looking at the Rams with Matthew Stafford versus the Rams when they had Jared Goff.
They going deep on people.
Their offense, right. Their offense was never dangerous with, Cooper Kupp.
Because Todd Gurley was their offense member. Todd Gurley, they
exactly.
did everything on play.
Todd Gurley. Yep. Jared Goff. Well, as we see him in Detroit, he's not the answer. Jared Goff, I don't know. But I've always been a fan of Matthew Stafford. I just hated that he played for a team that is in our division. Mm-hmm. I hate. But Matt Stafford is the truth. He, to me, I feel like every season he deserves MVP, you know, consideration. But he never got it.
Yeah.
But this season, he should be in the runners. But it's it's my boy Tom Brady. He's taking off with it. So,
Lord.
I thought it was going to be between Jonathan Taylor and Brady, but right now Brady, he took off, especially since he threw his 700th damn touchdown.
And you know what? I'm going to have to see his stats ranked against other people's stats for this year, because I feel like just because of Tom Brady's, like, achievements, like his his record-breaking achievements for this year, I think that's the reason why they leaning towards him, because for MVP. It's like, man, look at this. Let's see who got a better statistical year. That's what the MVP trophy is for. People who have statistical better stats than Tom Brady. Damn, that's the pass on the screen.
Well, that's the crazy part, because Tom Brady's leading a lot of categories this year.
And that's what I'm saying. If that's the truth, then that's the truth. And if it's not, then it ain't.
Yeah,
so
he
I
got
really,
the most touchdowns and yards, I believe, right now. Because honestly, it'd be between him and Stafford. But
Tom
Brady, right? Brady is definitely blowing everybody out the water with the most touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's guaranteed 3 touchdowns a game, guaranteed. It's like basketball, you know. People are walking bucket, like Carmelo
KD.
Was considered a KD, a walking bucket. Tom Brady is just a walking touchdown. I don't know how to say it from NFL, but he's just one of those, I'm going to get it done however way I need to get it done. But 700 damn touchdowns thrown, that's crazy. And that was something Peyton Manning said, that it would never be broken. It'll never happen. It's like, ha-ha, look what happened.
Right, that was real. Yeah, I definitely hear you on that one. But I definitely got some announcements. I don't even call it breaking news, but I do got one that is kind of breaking news. One is I got a couple events that's coming up this weekend, and I want everybody to come out too and support. The first one is an event, a vendor event, hosted by the Notebook LLC, presents a Winter Wonderland with Santa. So it'll be a $10 general admission. Kids 3 and under are free. It'll be Sunday, December 19th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Tinley Park Convention Center in Tinley Park. There will be pictures with Santa, painting, henna, tattoos, free gifts, music by yours truly, DJ AK38. I'll be in the building. I will be playing the music for that evening. It'll be shopping, raffles, and a lot more stuff, man. So definitely come out to that. I will be posting all these flyers on my OG Radio page, OGNT page, my personal pages on Facebook and Instagram. Make sure y'all go out and support this event. There'll be a lot of vendors that'll be in the building. My Touch of Paris will be in the building, and so many other vendors that will be in the building for this event. So, again, the Notebook LLC presents a Winter Wonderland with Santa is going down this Sunday, December 19th, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. You can bring your kids, people. You can bring your kids, come out, have some fun, hang out with me and the whole, I'll be in the building, so come hang out and kick it with your boy. That's where I'm going to be at. Like I said, it's just a wonderful event. I want everybody to come out and hang out with us. If y'all don't do nothing else, y'all going to come hang out with us. Also, shout out to our cheerleaders who took third place in Nationals, our Robin Cowell Park cheerleaders took third place in Nationals. Shout out to them. Shout out to Coach Muff. Shout out to Coach Bree. Shout out to Coach Keisha. Shout out to all y'all. Y'all do an amazing job with them girls. And this is another event on Sunday. So Sunday is just filled with a lot of fun. You need to find somewhere to go. So basically, the Robbins Cowboy Eagle, we're doing an ugly sweater fundraiser. It'll be $40 at the door. But the reason why it's funny is $40 is a fundraiser for the 11U football team that's going to Vegas for their, I think it's the bowl series they're playing in. It's from 4 p.m. to 7. So after you get done hanging out with the kids from 12 to 4, you can go be a grown-up from 4 to 7 at the Office Sports Bar and Grill in Crestwood, Illinois. So that'll be on Calsag Road, 4901 Calsag Road in Crestwood. So from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., it'll be $40, but you get all you can drink, all you can eat, December 19th. So definitely come out, hang out with my whole Robbins Cow Park team, coaches, parents, all that good stuff. All this money goes to the organization, goes to the program. We don't take none of this money. Every dime from this event goes to those kids, whether it's for the whatever it is for them kids to get to that destination. So every single penny that you spend with us, that $40 is automatically going to them kids. It is going to our organization to help them kids have whatever they need for, you know, sending this trip and everything else like that. So definitely come out and definitely come out and hang out with us on that one. So definitely that is what it is. And then the last thing I'm announcing is OG Radio Presents the Great Unknown Volume 5 is dropping the end of this month. So, yes, it'll be hosted by yours truly, DJ AK38. Boy, I will be hosting this mixtape. The flyer will be floating around the internet soon. We have a visual commercial for it and everything. Like I said, shout out to my boy Francino for the graphic designs. This mixtape will be available on datpiff.com and maybe Audio Mac. I'll put it on Audio Mac, so it'll be on a couple different sites. Just like I said, it's been a long overdue mixtape. We're trying to make sure this mixtape does what it's supposed to do, and that is support the artist, man. It's definitely going down. And I just can't wait to drop this project because y'all already know I love doing these projects, and I'm glad to be able to bring these projects to y'all, all these artists who will be a part of this mixtape. I'm telling y'all, I think I got one surprise up my sleeve already that I got guaranteed locked in for this. But other than that, man, the process of getting on the mixtape, I will reveal on Friday. So you have to listen to the Friday show to understand how you can get your song on this mixtape, because it just won't be like any other time where I was just taking music, I was just taking songs from anybody and everybody. We're not doing that process this time. Not to be disrespectful to none of the artists, but Kaiser Kelt, man, this mixtape series is on a whole different level right about now. So we are doing things differently to, you know what I'm saying, make sure the right people get the right shine on these mixtapes, and also to where we make sure these people understand what we are trying to accomplish with this mixtape series and with everything we bring to the table. So I'm going to get up out of here. Real from the, you know what I'm saying, do what he do best. I definitely will holler at y'all on Friday, me and Amethyst with the Common Reply on Friday. We may have a special guest, but I can't reveal who it might be. But if it is, then I'm going to let y'all know. If it ain't, then we still going to hang out with us. You know what I mean? So I'm about to get out of here, man. Real, I appreciate you, bro. We're going to chop it up, and I'm going to get at y'all.
Anytime, bro. I got some treats for y'all. I have a new music for y'all tonight. This song is called Bipolar Love by Messiah. So here on OG Radio, you heard it first. Your boy AK, the Radio L, here on OG Radio, this is Bipolar Love.
Something, call my phone like it's something, waste my time like it's Inside. this bipolar love. I think it's time to give you up. I'm so sick and tired of all of these lies. Push and pull back and forth. Got you running your moves. You got me wondering what it's cool. Not the one that you can play with. Different day, but the same show.
We are back live on OG Radio, and I have a guest.
What up?
What's going on?
Hello? Hello?
How's it going?
Yo, what up? This is Phil Davis.
How you doing, man? Appreciate you calling in.
I'm good, bro. I just tried to get my daughter on the phone. The phone was going off, though. Misa, you there?
It's all good.
I'm here.
Can...
Yeah, what y'all think of the record, though?
It was, man, I love it. I played it twice. I ran it right back. So this is the second time I've ever done this in my entire time doing radio. It's very rare that I do anything like this, but I played it back twice because it was that dope. I loved it.
What?
Well, she's on the phone right now, so you can ask her whatever you want to.
Yo, that's just
how
just
you doing.
How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I appreciate you for playing my record. Like, that means the world to me. Like, it really does. I just want you to know that.
No problem. What was the premise of making this track?
You know what? A breakup, a crazy psychopath breakup, and I just had to, you know, just pop my thing real quick and talk my ass, you know. That's what was going on at the time.
It's definitely
relatable.
I had to get it off my chest. A lot of people go through a lot of bipolar
shit. Okay, cool.
Most definitely.
Cool.
It made me go back to thinking about my bipolar ass ex from, you know.
That's what needed to be done.
Yes, it definitely hits on a lot of levels. This is your first time getting it played on the radio show?
Yes, absolutely it is. I'm just honestly just getting back into doing music again. I was, you know, before COVID, I was, you know, doing a lot of shows and everything. But, you know, once COVID popped, everything died down. So I'm just, like, trying to get back in the swing of things. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. And I am about to drop a 6-song EP around my birthday. So my birthday is February 11th. So I just want everybody to be on the lookout for that. And we gonna get it buzzing.
What's your social media?
You can follow me on Instagram at The Misiah, T-H-E-M-I-S-I-Y-A.
Okay. How long have you been singing?
I've been singing since I can remember. Like, my pops, you know, my pops is Phil Davis, so... Man, he used to take me and my siblings to the studio when we was yay high. So since then, I've been singing and humming and, you know, just trying to get into it since then. And I just knew, like, from that this is something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. But I just, you know, just got to stay motivated and get in the groove. Like I said.
You definitely have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
But definitely, it was perfect. That track was perfect. It was just everything. I could just see it now, just being an anthem for all the women.
It's going to be so much more to come. Like, this this EP that I'm dropping is gonna be one for Chicago. Like I'm doing it for the hood. So it's gonna be way better things.
You should definitely drop a video.
But you playing my songs, this just gives me like confirmation that I'm doing the right thing and focusing on what I need to do. So I really appreciate you again.
No problem. I'm glad to be the very first to play it.
Sure. That was fire.
That was definitely fire.
Sure. Thank you so much again.
Yo, Vim, check this out. I just shot her an email just before I got the text that her song was playing. I shot her an email about a joint that I wrote, and my son rapped on it, and he wrote her part. So we're going to be – that's up next. We're going to be going in and recording that. So it'll be me, my daughter, Misa, Messiah, and my son. We're gonna be on that. So you guys going to have first dibs on that joint.
Oh, yeah. Be on the lookout.
We appreciate it.
Join this call. Why are we here?
Okay. And what is it about?
Huh? It's deceit. It's about deceit. It's almost like a mid-tempo version of John Doe. Remember John Doe?
Yeah.
Public announcement. It's like a mid-tempo version of that. It's almost on that kind of thing, but it's like a whole different vibe. But that's the concept, basically.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Yeah,
it's definitely made the week. I'm going to definitely check on, reach out to my social media to all those who tuned in, and if it gets enough requests, it will be the song of the week, and it will be the intro song for the next week or so.
Oh. Oh, wow.
You
should
get it popping then. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to definitely reach out tonight right after the show and get feedback. And anytime you tune in, I'll be on tomorrow, same time, 9 to 10:30. And if you hear it at 9, that is definitely because a lot of people gravitated towards it.
Get it in. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate y'all calling in and blessing me with this.
No doubt. It's all love, baby. It's all love. Let's get it. All
right.
Again, share your social media again with everybody.
Oh, my social media, follow me on Instagram at The Messiah, T-H-E-M-I-S-I-Y-A. That's T-H-E-M-I-S-I-Y-A. Appreciate it.
No problem. Y'all have a good and blessed night.
All right, bro. You do the same. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Man, y'all, that was pretty dope. I'm going to go to a commercial break real quick so I can recollect my thoughts on that greatness right there. And I'm going to do y'all a favor. I'm going to play it again when I end the show. We have 24 minutes left of the show, but I'm going to go to a quick little break. We'll come back, get my little final thoughts and whatnot. So I'm going to do that. Here's my boy Big C with Goofy. Here on OG Radio, it's your boy Radio Ray.
White boys like Cleveland Brown. You ain't cool, cause you kick it with the cool kids now.
You still a goofy.
You still a goofy.
Niggas wanna be cool in the gang so bad. They lie about the shit they done had. Playing for the six like they roll with the kids. crip. I'm screaming Cinco like their first name Chad. Who you trying to impress? All you do is fake flex. That's so retarded. You should get a first check. Your daddy should have left you in a latex. Or your mama should have swallowed just fake sex. Talk about the ones that be always on that lame shit. Wanna be street if you knew what that came with. You would stay your ass on the porch. Think playing with fire burn, nigga. This shit a torch. It can't be forced. You gotta be built for it. You a smart guy, though. You should have did Bitcoin. Just another Steve Urkel trying to be Stephon. Just another Steve Urkel trying to be Stephon. You a peon trying to roll big dogs. Love baby shit like a pig and a frog. I remember when you was a nerdy little church boy. That wasn't shit but a nod on the law. If I recall, you grew up in the suburbs. Shit, fuck, motherfucker, you ain't use those words. You wasn't allowed, hang with a crowd. That kind of shit was unheard of. You so goofy, you a clown. You can't get no dap or pound. I don't fuck with niggas like you. We ain't let your kind around. Your bro gang gang down, mean you down. You ain't even hang with the niggas in your town. Bunch of white boys like Cleveland Brown. You ain't cool cause you kick it with the cool kids now. You still a goofy, 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 goofy. You still a goofy, 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 goofy. They can tell that I'm different. By this guns I'm blowing, the smell is prolific. Get you high in the instant. And I got a bypass just to cover my nightly expenses. Know that you niggas play both sides. Sliming your peoples ain't talking to Twitter. Fuck niggas ain't got no pride. Your gangster career ain't going nowhere. Niggas be acting like bitches, RuPaul. Streets of a kids, RuPaul. Don't want you niggas on my team. We got the scoop for you niggas like ice cream. No, I can't fall for the bait. I just can't make no mistakes. What's gonna be with a nigga? Find out they work with a JC goofy. Niggas tryna get you in the jail, how spooky. One of them charges a stick like a loogie. I fix you the script just like actors in movies. I see how you move, but you must be a newbie. Can't be someone else, that's identity theft. Tryna be them and ain't sure yourself. You look like a clown, you look like a nigga that's on his way down. So goofy, you a clown. You can't get no dap or pound. I don't fuck with niggas like you. We ain't let your kind around. Your bro gang gang down, mean you down. You ain't even hang with the niggas in your town. Bunch of white boys like Cleveland Brown. You ain't cool cause you kick it with the cool kids now. You still a goofy, 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 goofy. You still a goofy, 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 goofy.
Bitches wanna be you, want a better view, so they wanna skip. off your route like a bunch of detours. Don't wanna talk bad about your friends, but it's fact. And when you down, see how many got your back. That's when you really know if they friend or if they foe. Use all the paint, cause true colors gon' show.
Where you been at?
Hey,
don't believe it.
No.
Where your phone at?
Yeah.
Let me see it. Cause I feel like you been creeping and bitches DM.
Yeah.
I hope it's all in my head.
Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And it gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And it gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body, work your body, work your body. Work your body, body, work your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And I've been waiting all night to get next to you. Say she living with a man, so I'm hoping for a one night stand. And I've been thinking about this moment, know you thought about this moment too. So I'ma grip up on that ass like some plies. So baby, please excuse my hand. And we can meet up in the hotel lobby. We can get the party started, started. And we can keep it on the down low, shawty. We ain't gotta tell nobody. And I'ma work your body. Hands all over your body. And I'ma kiss all over your body. Every single inch of your body.
Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body, work your body, work your body, work your body. And I'ma work your body, body, work your body, body, work your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you.
Just turned 31, and I consider myself very tech savvy. I always wanted to go to school for technology, and I did. I got 2 degrees. I most definitely have always been into electronics and all that shit, right? I've always had the newest damn iPhones. I'll always be up to date with certain shit. However, I have no goddamn idea how to fucking work TikTok, y'all. I have no idea. No idea how to work TikTok. I'll be wanting to use it for certain stuff. I swear, y'all. I'll be wanting to do it. I want to do, because I'm naturally funny, so I feel like I can do a lot of stuff. But I don't know how to use it, so I'll just be like, y'all just watch shit all day and share it. Like, I can't believe I'm this old and this savvy, but don't know how to use a goddamn app. My damn 6-year-old son and both my 8-year-old daughters can use the shit like it ain't nothing. I have no idea what's to what. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. But again, follow my Instagram, HailRail1290, and RadioRail21. Again, y'all, we had a wonderful event over the weekend, Puff and Poetry. It was great. Just check out my social media. I posted on social media how it went. Check out my Facebook, Terrell Radio Rail Redmond. That's where most of it's on, which kind of lingered over the Instagram, but stay tuned for that. Again, go check out Israel on the Beat. That was an EP I dropped in July. It's a 4-track instrumental. I'm coming back soon with music in 2022, so stay tuned with that. Y'all heard AK with all this announcements earlier. Again, as planned, y'all, as planned, I'm going to end the show with Messiah, the Messiah, with Bipolar Love again. Again, for all those who are tuned in right now, if you know me personally, text my line about this song. If you have my social media, inbox me, DM me, whatever you got to do, let me know about this song. I want to get good feedback. I want to definitely get this lady, this woman, this queen, her. I want to do this track justice. You know what I'm saying? I want to get it to the number one spot on the show. So that way it plays all week or however damn week to remain number one. I'm a fan. It's a fan's favorite of mine, and y'all know how I am. When I tune into a song, I'm definitely locked in. So just let me know how y'all feel about it, what y'all think. And again, by time tomorrow's show drops, or once I go on air tomorrow, if it's the intro, then most definitely that means everybody loves it. So good night, peace and blessings to everybody. Radio Rail is out. And here again is Bipolar Love by Messiah.
Thank you.